legitimacy of the presidency of His Excellency Nicolas Maduro and notes also that while the situation in the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela is complex, only the Venezuelans can resolve their issues. In so doing, in the exercise of its sovereignty, the government of Venezuela accepted the presence of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights to, I quote, prepare a comprehensive report on the human rights situation in the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela, end of quote. Further, the government of President Nicolas Maduro, in discussions, quote, made several commitments and identified areas of cooperation, end of quote. This is an indication of the government's dedication to address the current situation in the state. Areas of cooperation identified by the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights include access to official government documents, medical and forensic reports, and legislation and legal documents. In its legitimate exercise of power, the government of Venezuela, to demonstrate its commitment to addressing the political situation, agreed to dialogue to foster the full restoration of political stability in the country. Chair, we urge the Organization of American States as a regional agency within the United Nations to devote its efforts to supporting these dialogues, the dialogues between the opposing parties. We urge member states to refrain from adopting and implementing actions that can adversely affect the development of another state. We request also respect for the principles upon which this organization was founded. These include those of international law. Let us exercise, colleagues, good neighborliness in our efforts to maintain a jurisdiction of peace and security in our hemisphere. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I now offer the floor to the Ambassador of Bolivia.
Muchas gracias, Presidenta. Un saludo para todas y para todos. En nuestra representación se va a abstener de participar en la votación de esta resolución. El razonamiento descansa en el pie de página que hemos solicitado se incluya precisamente en las actas de la Asamblea General realizada en Medellín, Colombia. Me permito recordar ese texto. El Estado Plurinacional de Bolivia deja constancia de su posición conforme al artículo 1 de la Carta de la Organización de Estados Americanos que establece, comillas, los Estados Americanos consagran en esta Carta a la organización internacional que han desarrollado para lograr un orden de paz y de justicia, fomentar su solidaridad, robustecer su colaboración y defender su soberanía, su integridad territorial y su independencia. La Organización de los Estados Americanos no tiene más facultades que aquellas que expresamente le confiere la presente Carta, ninguna de cuyas disposiciones la autoriza a intervenir en asuntos de la jurisdicción interna de los Estados miembros. Asimismo, dejamos claramente establecido que, de conformidad al artículo 143 de la Carta de la Organización de los Estados Americanos, la denuncia por parte de un Estado miembro se hace efectiva a los 2 años de recibida la misma, cesando sus efectos respecto del Estado denunciante, el cual queda sin derechos ni deberes y desligado de cualquier acción y o decisión de la organización. Muchas gracias, Presidenta.
Thank you, Bolivia. I now offer the floor to the delegate from Suriname.
Madam Chair, the delegation of Suriname takes the floor to reiterate its position concerning its adherence for the principles of respect for state sovereignty, independence, non-interference, and non-intervention in internal matters of states. The government of the Republic of Suriname took note of the report of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights on the situation of human rights in the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. My government is of the view that this matter should be dealt with within the United Nations and the relevant organs of this organization. Madam Chair, the government of Suriname is of the firm belief that the situation in Venezuela should be resolved internally through a peaceful settlement and a process of inclusive and effective dialogue and diplomacy with the involvement of all relevant stakeholders. Hence, the government of Suriname is of the view that a process of dialogue supported by a group or other mechanism of facilitation and with the consent of the democratically elected government of the Bolivarian